We were just talking about how you may or may not want to write the server code in JavaScript, and what I'm going to talk about is why you may want to write the server code in JavaScript. And so what I've got is called Liberated, and it's called that because it liberates you from many of the hassles of client-server development. Most of you in this room are probably familiar with this basic picture. You've got the client machine, you've got the server machine, and you're communicating between the two via HTTP. You've got business logic on the server machine, and you know that's your remote procedure call implementations. It's whatever you're using on your server that's typically talking to a database. You're talking via some application communication protocol that might be XML RPC, JSON RPC, REST, whatever it is. And you are talking over HTTP. There's a lot of different skill sets involved in developing this type of application. So on the client side, your language is almost certainly going to be JavaScript and HTML. You need to know how to do your in-browser debugging. You've got your interface to whatever your communications is going to be. And most applications these days are written in some kind of a JavaScript framework, so you need to know that. Over on the server side, somebody needs to do some kind of a schema design. You've got your server-side languages, which today are primarily PHP and ASP.NET. Debugging the server code is done differently than debugging the client code. In some cases, you don't even have a reasonable debugger to be able to debug the server code, and you end up debugging by putting a bunch of print or log statements in. And then you've got your interface to the database. So we've got these various debugging difficulties. You do have this asynchronous interaction. You send off a request. At some point later, you get a response. You're not able to easily just step into server code from your browser and be able to figure out what's going on there. You often have different people working on the server side and working on the client side because of the different skill sets that are required there. And the methodologies for doing that debugging are different. So what I was looking for was an architecture that would allow the application development to be done in a single language, where you could do your testing, your debugging, and much of your testing right in the browser. And then once you've done all of that, take that same back end, that same server code, over to your real server and have it basically just run there. Therefore, this is the picture that I'm really looking for. You have your same front-end code here. You've got the same front-end code. The back-end code is the same in many parts, whether it's running in the server or rather in the client, in the browser, or whether it's running on the real server. All of your business logic would be the same. Your application communication protocol is going to be the same. You're going to have an interface to the database that differs. On the server, you've got some real database, and on the back end, you've got a simulated database. That could be just a big JavaScript map. It could be something using IndexedDB or one of the newer HTML5 capabilities. So, this is what I was looking for. What I'm going to show you now is I'm going to skip a bunch of these slides and move over to actually a little bit of demo here. So in JavaScript code, this is application code issuing a remote procedure call right here. And we're giving it a function that we want to call. This is the remote procedure call that we're going to call. And a couple of parameters. So this is just example code that I have with Liberated that is kind of the quick start guide. It shows you how to write a small application, how to write the back end code. And I happen to be using a framework called Kukstu. Liberated is written using Kukstu, but there's nothing that would require it to be used for your own applications. So that remote procedure call was incrementing a counter variable. This is how you would declare a counter in Liberated. And what you're basically doing, you have this concept called an entity. And an entity type is like a table in a SQL database. And then each instance of one of those entities would be a record in your table. So what you do is you define something that extends entity, and it gives the specifics of this particular entity type. So here, I'm saying that this entity type has an ID, which is a string, and a count, which is a counter. And I'm off the page there. Let me move this up. Sorry. And then you'd register this property type. And now any remote procedure calls that you have access to this entity type. And then I could create a remote procedure call, for example, increment. And here I'm going to instantiate one of these counter objects. I'll retrieve its data. And this is just error checking code in here. And here I'm going to increment the count and then write it back to the database. So that was my whole remote procedure call implementation for working with this. And the reason for this database abstraction is because I can take this exact same code. I can run it. Right here, this is running the source version. So I'm reading directly from my development environment, and I'm using the simulated database. And my simulated database, let me just show you that simulated database. Simulated database had something called counter, which was that object type I just defined. And I'm pre-initializing it with a x that has a count of 23 and a y that has a count of 42. So when I brought up the application, I had a remote procedure call that retrieved that data. I can now increment the counter. So let me increment x by 5. And now we can see that x is incremented. I could come down into my JavaScript console. And I can look at the database that I've created. So I can actually play with this data. So here's that counter, x and y. So I could be watching this purely in the simulated environment. Now I have it working. So now I'm going to come over here and I'll move into my App Engine environment. and I've already built this. I'll run the App Engine emulator. And as soon as this comes up, I will be able to connect to localhost colon 8080. And now I'm working with the database that I'm working with the App Engine data store. All right, and I already had some data in there. But I'm now, by using that abstraction, using that same application, all I've done is I've built it for App Engine. I could do exactly the same thing, and I'll kill that one. I've also got a Jetty and SQLite backend, so I can run that one and then connect to it. All right, and this one, I just had some test data in here, but now I'm working with an SQLite database. So it's the same abstraction that I was able to fully test in the browser environment and then move into either of these real environments. So now I'd like to show you a larger application that's been developed using this. And this has been under heavy testing. Hopefully we can get in here. And my internet connection has been a bit spotty. Let's see if we can get at this today. Yeah, really slow, but I'm getting it. Okay, so some of you may have heard of App Inventor, which is a programming environment that lets you move these puzzle pieces around to create programs for Android phones. And we at UMass Lowell were tasked with creating a gallery application for App Inventor. So this has been developed using Liberated. We were able to do our testing in the browser environment, and then we've got our live environment here. You know, so I can come in here and look at any of this data. It just shows that it's been used in a somewhat larger application, and we've had good luck with it. No real research data on this. We've used it on this one project, and it was easy for a team of developers to be able to learn and use, and certainly able to do our debugging. And I'll take questions.
Howdy. So I think this is pretty cool work. This seems like a good motivation to use JavaScript on the server side. Otherwise, that seems kind of insane to me. But one sort of a question I had is, have you thought about maybe trying to integrate this stuff with debugging frameworks that would allow you to actually, on a live deployment of an application, debug the client side and the server side simultaneously? And the reason that I ask that is because there are a lot of frameworks that have come out in the research community recently about how you can sort of have JavaScript-level debugging frameworks without actually modifying the browser. So have you thought about that, sort of doing simultaneous client-server side debugging?
I've thought about it. It's not an easy problem to solve. What we can do with Liberated is we can run the simulated data on the version that we pull down from the server. And in fact, we can switch back and forth between live data and simulated data. That doesn't really help to debug what's going on the real server. Once you get to that real server environment, you know, there are some things that you just can't do in the simulated environment. With App Engine, we're using some of the back-end features and that kind of thing that can't easily be simulated. We're using some of the Java interfaces on App Engine. So some of it can't be simulated, but all of the basic operations of the remote procedure calls, we were able to do just at the browser. So yes, I've certainly thought about it. No, I don't have a good answer for it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dale. Okay.